This is full of light and sunshine, according to Twitter. A What's Your Number? Political Animals crossover fic, written by Misura and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Ally Darling Colin Shay, with discussion of past relationship between Thomas T.J. Hammond Colin Shay. Additional tags for past relationships, Yuletide Treat. Author's Notes. For Gwyneth, the timeline's probably a bit wonky, but hand waves. I wanted some people to cheer TJ up, and Colin and Allie seem to fit the bill. Contains references to canonical suicide attempt. You had sex with the son of the first female president of the United States? See? Said Colin. If you'd just checked my Twitter, you'd know about these sort of things. What am I supposed to say? No, wait. What am I supposed to wear? Clothes are traditional, I think, Colin said. But hey, you want to say hi wearing just a smile? That's cool. I'm not the jealous type. Grocery guy. Please. Colin raised his hands. I prefer Harvard hottie. You went to Harvard? Allie asked. TJ smirked. Colin scowled. Not really, no. Harvard's overrated anyway. TJ shrugged. So the two of you met at the grocery store? Allie asked. Colin scowled a bit more. Come on, you know about all of my terrible, awful, no-good dates. Ouch, said TJ. Not that I'm saying you and he, Allie gestured vaguely. I mean, I'm sure it was great. Thank you, Allie. Because, I mean, Colin's great, right? And you're, well, you. And I'm proud to be an American, sir. Thank you, Allie. TJ grinned. I like her. You're gay, right? Allie said quickly. I mean, like a... She gestured vaguely. Don't worry, I don't hit on other people's girlfriends, said TJ. Uh-huh. Just their husbands, right? Jesus, Allie. What? I watch the news. And you know what? Good for you. I'm getting a soda. Sorry, Colin said. Allie's a little... That's cool, TJ shrugged. I mean, so what? I slept with a married guy, he dumped me, I tried to kill myself. It happens, right? Don't need to make a big deal out of it. You what? She doesn't tweet, Colin explained. I keep telling her she should. Listen up, Buster, Mr. Hammond, sir. Please, TJ said. TJ's fine, it's what all my friends call me. Your enemies, too. Said Colin. Let's keep my family out of this, all right? Hello? Allie waved her hands. I was talking, thank you. Now, listen. You do not kill yourself over a guy. Ever. Do you know why? Oh, I know this one. Because they're all assholes, right? Colin said. Present company accepted, of course. I'm reformed. Pretty sure I'm not, TJ sighed. But... Hey, at least I'm clean, so that's something. Right, Allie said. You're some sort of addict, right? Sorry, it's just there's all these articles about all these people I'm never going to meet anyway. Or so I thought, and then suddenly, bam, son of the president sitting on the couch. Aren't you supposed to have a whole bunch of bodyguards or something? They're in stealth mode. They're really good. I don't see anyone. He's kidding. Colin said. At least, I think he's kidding. Well, hey, you're some sort of police guy, right? TJ said. Proud family tradition, the whole shebang. Anyone tries to make a move, I'm sure you're up for it. I don't think I'm going to make a move on some guy I haven't seen in over 2 years while I'm dating the most wonderful woman in the world. But really, how'd you meet? Allie asked. Details! Checkout line, Colin said. TJ chuckled and leaned forward to ruffle his hair.
This guy.
Allie reminded herself that she was an open-minded patriot.
We met, we had sex. The end.
Colin shrugged.
Sorry my date stories aren't as horrifying and yet fascinating as yours. To be fair, I do have a lot more of them, but most of them kind of sound alike.
Bag 'em and tag 'em, huh? Allie said. Make 'em and break 'em. Snooze 'em and lose 'em.
Snooze 'em? Do I even want to know? I don't think there's anything wrong with letting someone sleep in, Colin said. In fact, some people would call that being considerate.
Ha!
Of course, TJ said, when there's a bunch of Secret Service guys hanging around, it gets a little awkward when you're trying to sneak out.
He didn't! Allie turned to Colin. You didn't!
Hey, not like I was doing a walk of shame or something. I just had somewhere I needed to be.
Right. What was it again? Early dentist appointment?
Well, excuse me, but some of us like to get our dental health attended to first thing in the morning. You know, just to get it over with.
Anyway, it was just a one-time thing, TJ said.
But, well, a couple of months ago, right out of the blue. He hit me up for some intel on this Piper guy, so I figured I might come for a visit. For old time's sake.
You know Tom Piper? Allie asked.
Duh, of course you know Tom Piper. Because he's gay, right? And all of us gay people, we all know each other.
Allie blinked.
No. Sheesh, homophobic much? Well, I guess you aren't because you're gay, and if you were homophobic, then you'd have to hate yourself or something, and that'd just be really, really messed up and also kind of sad. But, I mean, doesn't everybody in D.C. sort of kind of know each other? Because you're, you know, making politics together?
How'd you know he's gay anyway?
Colin said. Colin!
TJ shrugged. I guess that whole gaydar thing isn't complete bullshit. We didn't date or anything. He's not my type. And given that I'm out, I'm pretty sure I'm not his either.
But Colin's your type?
Hey, don't worry. TJ smiled. I wasn't kidding before. Just wanted to get out for a bit, stretch my legs, get some fresh air.
You came to Boston for the air?
Trust me, it's nice out here, TJ said. I'm enjoying myself. I can breathe here. I can walk right down the street and nobody bothers me.
I thought you were getting along better with your family, said Colin.
That's what it says on the official Twitter feed, sure, TJ smirked. Gotta be true, right?
Allie made a buzzing sound.
Bzzz, wrong! No fridge for you, buddy.
So, how about it? TJ asked. Want to see what a night on the town with unlimited VIP access to every club you've always wanted to get into looks like?
No drugs, no alcohol, and no monkey business, right? Allie said. Especially that last one. I'm happy, all right? I'm finally happy because I found the perfect guy, and I'm not going to let you or anyone else screw that up for me, super duper important person or not.
Or, just an idea, we could stay in, watch some Mexican wrestling, and order in some enchiladas.
Colin said.
Allie can mix up some virgin margaritas. It'll be great.
Sure, I guess. Why not?
I have no idea how to make a virgin margarita. Is that even possible?
Sure it is. I googled it.
You mean you didn't read that on Twitter? Colin, I'm shocked. I'm speechless.
Funny.
The end. Reader's notes. This podcast was recorded as a gift for Gwyneth Reese. I really do enjoy What's Your Number, Fic, even though parts of the movies make me a little cringy. But, like, the fic, I think, is really sweet. I just don't know that I actually got anybody's character voices right. So just listen to this with, like, a filter. Anyway, thank you to Misora for having blanket permission to podfic. Thank you to Gwyneth Reese for prompting this on Yuletide last year. I hope
despite my lack of Allie and Colin and TJ voices, that this podfic still managed to make you smile. And I hope you enjoy this. Thank you for listening. Have a nice day.